Well, here we are again. It's another week. The 12th of April already. Yeah. Wow. Isn't it going quick, eh? 12th of April. So, I've seen a picture of my great-grandchild today. So quite pleased about that. And then my daughter is having another child, so there's a grandchild and a great-grandchild coming at the same time. There's two pictures, one posted up on the Facebook and another one that they came round with, because the one daughter lives in Wales, bless her, and the other one's about 5 minutes away. So she brought my grandson and his bride-to-be around. And they're about a month.
Less than a month.
Less than a month apart in their pregnancy. And at the moment, they're exactly the same length, which is amazing.
Exactly the same length and weight.
Exactly the same length and weight. There you go. What to say? Kind of crazy, because one's lying to the left and the other one's lying to the right in two different models. But this is a twins from heaven, I think. Definitely. Kind of crazy. Right, our core Q is building up nicely. Five lovely people in the core queue now, which is quite nice. we've had a few problems here today and yesterday, but we'll go into them. Okay, I say hello to Tina. Oh, look at that. Ah, right, we've got six now. Any advances on six? Whoa. Six. Laura has just joined us. Yeah, on six. Wow. Nice and early, Laura. This evening. And we missed Laura the other night, because what we were doing, we played out early because nobody was calling, and we decided to finish the show. And just as we were going to hit the end now button, somebody calls. So, it was too late because we'd already hit the button. So that's how it goes, but there you are. Okay. Right, let's say hello to Tina then.
Good evening.
Hiya, Tina. So, any more on the move?
I'm going to go for your house tomorrow.
Right.
Where I want to be, but it's going to have to do for now. I'll have more news after tomorrow.
And how's the little dog? Because I've seen something about the little dog there on the Facebook, yeah?
She's better than what she was. The vets were actually screening her for cancer.
Oh, bless.
Because she stopped eating and she's got a lump underneath her undercarriage. But just recently, just come back on feed, so she's eating out of house and home at the minute.
Oh, bless her. How old is she now?
She's 14.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Yes. Well, I think you and
lovely.
I know.
She's lovely. She's all right.
A waiting game, isn't it?
I've got for the biopsy for this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's a good life for any dog. 14 years, because we had our cat for going on 18 years. We had a cat, and most of the dogs that we've had have all lived long lives. You know, 14 for a dog is like, it's supposed to be 4 years to our one sort of thing. So we, about 84 years of age, sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's 7 years to our one, Ken.
Yeah, something like that, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've got Jack Russell as well. He's nearly 16, so...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, over 100 years old.
She's coming back.
Sorry?
She's fine. She's coming back.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely. Okay, okay. We're going to make a start, ladies and gents. We've got six lovely people there at the moment. So, just about right for the first hour. Ollie.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you. And you?
I'm good. Anything you pick up on is fine.
Right, okay. Holly, I'm feeling as though you've been doubting yourself a little bit this week somewhat, darling. Would that make sense?
Maybe on the new job thing. Yeah, I'm waiting for a new job.
Right, okay. So I feel as though you've been doubting yourself a little bit. The angels are saying, please don't doubt yourself, darling, please, because... You know, what you've got inside you is what it's going to take to keep yourself motivated. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. They want you to keep yourself motivated. Okay. It's one particular angel.
Okay.
I do feel as though this angel is very close to you. It could be a guardian angel, but yeah, it could be a female angel, a female figure in spirit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that you don't need to doubt yourself, sweetheart, because you know you can do whatever you've got to do, okay? Yes, you're still waiting to hear about this new job position, what it entails and everything, but you've got to stop and put your other feelings aside and concentrate on what you're really after, okay? Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, you've got to stop and concentrate on what you're really after and what really you want to really do with yourself now, they're saying. With what you're doing around whatever you're doing now, they want you to concentrate on the now and not the then. I don't understand what they mean by that, but maybe you will. Okay. But she just said to me, do you know that she's around you because you feel her? Okay. Or you feel someone
yeah.
around you. Okay.
Yeah.
It's also saying to me, Holly, please, 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 can you stop walking as though you're walking on eggshells? I don't understand what that means, but she's saying, can you please stop walking as though you're all walking on eggshells? Would you understand that?
Yeah. I just used that word the other day, so yes.
Okay. Okay. Because she feels as though you're walking on eggshells, okay? Saying it's up to others to decide what they want, not for you to decide for them, okay? She's just said, please, please, please stop dwelling on it. They'll think about it when it comes round to the motion. You've got to start and think about what you want. Let the others think about what they want in their own time. Would you understand what she means by that?
I guess. I'm not sure. I'll think about that.
Okay. There's another person, I think, that's making a decision or thinking about making a decision around you. Would you understand that?
Is it Brian?
I'm thinking probably, yes. I don't understand why she's bringing this up, but she's saying let them make their own decisions. If they walk into the... water, they've got two words, sink or swim. Would you understand
mm-hmm.
what she means?
Yeah.
Okay. She wants you to concentrate on you and let the others concentrate on themselves. They'll realize in time that they'll make a mistake. This is what she's saying, basically. Okay.
Is it about him going to the doctor for his heart, or is it about us being a couple?
I'm not sure.
Because I keep telling him to go to the doctor. Go ahead.
I'm not sure.
Sorry.
I'm not sure, but there's other decisions to be made around him besides that as well. She's saying as well, would you understand anything other decisions to be made? Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot going through his mind and there's a lot going through your mind, but what she wants you to do is concentrate on yourself and let the people who got to make the decisions make them for themselves. Okay?
Yeah.
This is what she's saying, okay? She says she wants you to concentrate on what you're on par with. I don't understand what she means by that. She's saying she wants you to concentrate on what you're on par with. Maybe it's your readings or maybe it's this new job I'm thinking. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But she wants you to make your decisions for yourself, not think about anybody else while you're making these decisions. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. She also just said, she said she thinks you stand a pretty good chance of getting that job. Okay. Even though you haven't heard from them, she's saying she still thinks she might be on a winning streak to get that job. There's another job that you've been looking at as well, Holly, that you think you may be able to be coping with as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. She's saying, think about what you want to do. Think about what you really, really want to do. Okay. But this other job, it seems as though there's a few responsibilities involved. This other job that you've been looking at, she says there's a few responsibilities involved that you would be good at. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. The spirit are saying to me, not just this lady, but the spirit themselves are saying to me, they want you to have a crack at that one. Okay. Because they want you
to
start
one?
Yourself. Sorry?
The first job?
And the second, the one that you've been looking at as well. There's another
okay.
one you've been looking at as well. They want you to start and challenge yourself, Holly. This is what I'm being told. They want you to start and challenge yourself, darling. They want you to start and do things that you think you could never have done before. Would that make sense at all?
Yeah.
Okay. Because they want you to start and challenge yourself, sweetheart. Okay. They're thinking about that you're more powerful than what you think you are. Okay. They're saying you need to start and challenge yourself a little bit more. I don't understand why they're saying this, but they think that you've
got... Yeah, neither.
Challenge yourself a little bit more than what you can do, okay? Because they want you to start and come up in the world. I don't understand what they mean by
that.
They want you to
minutes.
Come up in the world, okay? They want you to start and get a little bit more powerful because they're saying that you can reach out to more people than you think you can reach out to, okay? Would you understand why
uh-huh.
they're saying
that? Is that with my writing?
I think so. It could be your writing, yes. It could be your writing. I don't understand why they're saying this, but obviously I'm giving you the message, so you're the one that's making head and tail of it, darling. Obviously you're making head and tail of it now.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying you reaching out to people, giving more people more perspective of how life is and what you've been through. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, this is what they're saying. They want you to give people more perspective in life and more reach out to more people and tell them basically the story that what you've been through, the things you've been through, and people to understand what it is like to be in the situation that you've been in, I should say, okay?
Uh-huh.
To be situation that you've been in, because you've been in some pretty dire situations, okay? They're saying that you've been in some pretty dire, sorry to say, but they've been saying that you've been in
some
situations, and they understand people could actually learn from what situations and that you've been in. So I'm thinking about something about writing a book, maybe, Holly. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I think this is where it's heading now. I think this is where it's going. So
one
think of
minute.
Something about you writing a book as well. Okay. I think this is what I'm seeing, pages of a book. I don't understand. I don't know if you looked onto that, but I'm seeing pages of a book, darling. Okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks very much. I hope you've got a little bit of thing from that, Holly, because it all seemed jibble-jabbled.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, Holly. Thank you, bye.
Thank you, Holly. Yeah. Right, I think we've lost somebody somewhere. 9-6, need to keep still. Okay. A 919 area code. Right. Let's see where we are then. I think this is deep, if I'm not mistaken.
Hi, Ken. Hi. Yes, this is deep. Hi, Tina. Good evening.
Good evening,
Dave. Better now?
I do, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yourself?
I'm all right, thanks. I'm feeling a bit under the weather today. Any messages that spirit has for me will be good to know, Tina.
Okay. First of all, I'm sending you healing vibes, deep, because you are feeling under the weather. I think stress is getting on top of you. This is probably the reason why you're feeling like you are. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I feel as though you're a little bit stressed out, darling, because I do feel as though you feel as though things are moving, but not moving to how you want to move. Would that make sense?
Yeah, that's right. The offer I made for the house was turned down, so I'm thinking of maybe offering a couple of grand more, like 2,000 more, and see if that works.
Okay. You don't want to stress yourself out, sweetheart, okay? I'm being told. You don't need to stress yourself out. You know that things are going to work out in the end, okay? Just don't spend a ridiculous amount on it. I'm being told you know that because you know what some people are like. Some people can see you coming, okay? Because I'm being told that you have to watch out for those kind of people, because they won't do they're wanting to do anything for nothing, basically. But in your case, they're trying to do anything for the more expense. Would that make sense at all?
Yes, it would.
Okay. You don't want to. He's saying just make this 2 grand the last of the offerings, okay, because they want probably some sort of ridiculous amount, okay, and it's this ridiculous amount is way too much for the work you're wanting doing, all right? This guy is saying that he's looking out for you and he's standing right with you right now, okay? He's got his hand on your right shoulder. And he's giving you healing energy and he's giving you positive energy and also some good energy vibes inside of you as well, okay? He wants you to understand that no matter what you go through, you will get what you want because he's working with you, okay? I feel as though it could be a grandfather deep, okay? He's just said to me, you know what I've taught you in the past. You think people are taking the mick out of you. You know to pull away and find somewhere different. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes, it would.
Okay. So he seems as though he's a very wise man, a very, very wise man. Okay. He says you should have put, you could have really done with putting quotes in here, there and all over. Okay. He says he wants you to try and find so you can get some more people and see if you can get some more quotes as well, just in case this one doesn't turn out. Would that make sense at all, please?
That would have to be a different house because this is not a quote for a builder. It's a quote
Well, it's on about different quotes. I don't know what he's talking about then, but it's on about different quotes. Okay, maybe you've been looking for quotes for something or other besides the building of the house. He wants you to he wants you to understand that things are going to be starting to move again, but moving very, very slowly, not as a quicker pace as you want them to be moving, okay? I don't think he's on about the house this time. I think he's on about something else, okay? I don't know what else you think is moving slowly as well, but he says it's going to be picking up its pace, but it's not going to be picking up as quick as you think it's going to be picking up. Or do you have any idea of what he's talking about, please? Okay, where's he off?
Can you hear me? All right, there you are.
Hello. Yeah, my line isn't very good, you know. Yeah, it could be to do with my second job that I'm looking for, or it could be to do with the little man, as in
okay.
For him to settle down. Yeah, he was still
right. Okay.
He still feels
okay. Right. I was wondering because I was just like. If this is what he was saying, it's not about the house this time, it's about something else, being slow, but it's going to pick up his pace, but it's not going to be as quick as you think it's going to be as well. So I even had me confused, darling, okay? I wanted to tell you also that he's very much wants to be helping you with what you're going through as well, because I feel as though there's something else going on around you. Like I feel as though you've got a fight going on with yourself about something. Would that make sense?
Yes, it would.
Right. Okay.
Express, yeah.
I feel as though you've got an inner battle as well. I feel as though you've got inner battle as well, Dave. I do feel as though. This is why your grandfather's about. He's wanting to help you with this inner battle that you've got, okay? Because it feels as though your mind's all over the place, and it's like basically you can't think straight of in between with everything that's, I'd say, piling up on top of you. Would that make any sense?
Yes, it would.
Okay. I think this is why granddad's around, okay? I feel as though he's here to help you sort yourself into perspective, bit of come up with a bit of organisation.
3 minutes.
Okay, I feel as though there's a bit of organisation needed in there as well. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes, it does.
Okay, I think this is the reason why he's here, Deep, because he's noticed this in a battle that. Okay, he's noticed this in the battles that you've got, and he also wants to help you with this inner battle, but there's something else that you're feeling, he's telling me, but you're not willing to open up and talk about what's going on inside. There's something that you're keeping very tight locked. Would that make sense?
That he's keeping very, very tight locked, as in the little man.
No, that you're keeping very tight locked. There's something you feel as though it's too painful to talk about. Would that make any
yes.
sense?
2 minutes.
Yes.
Would that make sense? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel stressed about the social worker. Yeah, from the past.
Yeah. Yeah. It's feeling as though you need somebody to talk to about that, darling. Okay, because he feels as though it's creeping into the back of your mind again, and it's creeping from the back of your mind to slowly to the front of your mind. Would you understand that?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, he feels as though you need to open up and talk about what it is, darling, because he feels as though some part of that has got something to do with the inner strength and inner battle that you've got going with yourself now. Would that make
Yes, it does.
Okay. This is what he's telling me. Okay, sweetheart. He wants you to start and open up, please, because
1 minute
time. This is going to take over, and you're like You're like a volcano, you're getting ready to explode. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So please, 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 can you open up about that? You're saying he wants you to talk to somebody that will understand about what's going on, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank you. Thanks for the messages, Dina. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Okay. I thought she was getting really busy tonight. Okay. We're up to 9 calls now in the call queue. All right. Let's see where we are. Catherine.
Good evening, Catherine.
Hello. Happy Monday.
Hello. Hello. How are we doing?
Good.
Good. How can I help, darling?
I would like some guidance about after I move, kind of the like stepping stones. So kind of like my housing, of course, is fine, but just about kind of the first jobs, because the jobs I want to get are really not the most recent on my resume. You know what I mean? The job I've done the last 5
mm-hmm.
years is not what I want to do next. And so just anything about kind of how to break in or things like that.
Okay, so you're wanting to know basically if you think you'll get a job when you get over there where you want to move, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's something different than what I've done the last couple of years.
Okay. Catherine, I do feel as though when you do move, I do feel as though you'll be looking on the computer a lot. And there will be one job that will spring to mind, okay? You will see this one job that you want. I don't feel as though it's in the job sector that you're doing now, but I do still feel as though it's reaching out to people and talking about, standing up and talking about past experiences and your inner strength, how you fought with your inner strength, and what you have done to actually fight with your inner strength and say how you've actually managed your inner strength. Would that make sense at all, please?
Sure. Yeah, I don't.
Okay. This is what I do. I do feel as though you're going to make a very good speech, a very good speaker. Okay.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that last time. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I understand that big picture, but... Yeah, it's just like, how do you start out becoming a speaker, you know?
Okay.
I mean, I can imagine there's like community outreach programs or, you know, working in
yeah.
social services kind of thing.
Yeah, this is what I'm thinking. Okay, this is what I'm being shown as well. I'm being shown there will be a job that you'll come across when you move over there or move wherever you're moving to, okay? I do feel as though there'll be one job that you'll look at and you will keep mulling it over, and then eventually you will apply for this job. Okay, but I do think this job also will be beneficial to yourself. Okay.
Okay.
So I feel as though it'll be letting emotions out and letting feelings out that you've had locked up for a very long time. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Understand that?
Yeah, I wasn't raised to do that, that's for sure. So I have to do it consciously.
This is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm feeling, darling. Because I'm feeling as though you're a very emotional person, but you do like to keep things to yourself as well, okay? I do feel as though you like to keep things to yourself as well. You only talk about what you want to talk about as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though if you do get this job, do this job, Carolyn, I think it would be a good open immunity for you as well, because you will be telling people, as I say, about your life experiences, about what experiences you've had and the fights that you've had as well. Okay. And with talking about that, I do feel as though it's going to open up a new chapter in your life as well. Okay. Because people are always looking out for people with similar experiences than you've had to talk about, inner feelings, and people that want to start, like, share people's past with them as well. Okay, because I do feel okay. I do feel as though sometimes that's a big thing over in America, that you just want people to talk to and people to share things with. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds like more of a personal group kind of thing than a job, but yeah, either making new friends for sure is part of it.
I feel as though it could be a group, but I do feel as though it could lead to a job as well. I do
Got
feel
it, yeah.
Up as well, because there is people out there that's looking for people that are been in a similar situation that you've been in, Catherine. Okay, not to try and put too much pressure on you, not to upset you or anything with what you've been through, sweetheart. Okay, because I don't want to do that. But as a similar experiences of what you've been wanting to do and how that you what you've been through. Sorry. And things that you have seen in the past as well, would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I also feel as though you could meet some very nice new friends when you move. I feel as though you're going to meet somebody who's actually on your level. And I feel as though it could be a gentleman who's going to be on your level, okay? Been through similar things that you've been through, but I do feel as though this gentleman could lead to something like a romance between you. I don't know if you're looking for a romance or anything, but I feel as though look for a romance between you as well. I feel as though you and this gentleman will know when you see each other that it's supposed to be how it's supposed to be. Okay, but I do feel as though when you get settled down, you've got to pick up on some vibes around you as to whether you're going to like where you are. I've been told you've got to pick up some vibes around you to see where you're going to be, if you're going to like the place. Would that make sense?
Oh, yeah. It's new. It's a very new area. I've never lived before.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm not, you know, I don't know the long term, but I'm happy to get started.
Right. Okay. Yeah, okay. So I'm presuming you've been to see this place. Would that make sense?
I've been what?
You've been to see this new place. Would that make sense?
Oh, yeah. My friend lives there.
I know
a couple people.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. And you picked up some very good vibes around there as well then, because I don't feel as though you've got any sort of negativity inside of you at all. So I'm presuming you up some very big, some very good vibes around there.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Okay. But I do feel as though you are going to be happy there then, okay? Because I can pick up on negative vibes and positive vibes, but if you're so full of positivity at the minute, okay, I am picking up a lot of positive vibes as well, okay? So I do feel as though that is the place that you're going to be settled down in. Okay, but I do feel as though you are going to get a well worth rewarding job there as well, okay, because I do feel as though you are a very, very motivational speaker. Would that make sense?
Yes, I have done it on other categories, you know what I mean? I've done workshops and teaching things,
but
now I just am changing what I'm talking about, you know, not so dry.
Yeah. I do feel that you are going to get a very rewarding job while you're there, because you're the kind of person that puts everything into it, Catherine. Your emotions and everything that you've got inside of you, you will put into this job. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah, once I like something.
Yeah. I do feel as though something's going to come off, darling. I really do feel as though something's going to come off for you there, okay?
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Catherine.
Thanks. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine.
1 minute.
Oh, there you go. 1 minute. Okay. Let's see where we are. Okay, we should be with line 4 if we can find them. Karen.
Hello. Can you contact Tina Marie people on the other side?
Sorry?
Can you contact any family members of mine on the other side?
Okay. Catherine, you have, Karen, sorry, you have a very special lady with you. A very special lady. I'm thinking it's either a grandmother figure or a mother figure. It may be a sister figure as well. Would you understand any of them in spirit, please?
Well, I have a mother over there, and grandparents I've never met, but I don't really know.
Okay. Okay. She just said to me, love, that she promised, she gave you her promise, and her promise she's standing by. Would you understand what she means by that, please?
I can't think of. No, I don't. I don't know of any promise.
She just said to me the promise that I will come back and help.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
I have a brother named Mark. Is there anything you can tell me about him?
Your brother? Is he on this plane or is he in the spirit plane, please?
The spirit plane.
Right, okay. Okay. Your mum just said he's with me, okay? He doesn't want to come through because he can hear you. He doesn't want to come through, but I've got to tell you, he's in no more pain now. Would that make sense?
Well, I guess so. I don't really want him to come through, but I would like some type of information about him, maybe through my mother.
Okay. He says he's not in any pain now. Would you understand him being in pain before he passed?
Well, I don't know because I was estranged from him.
Right, okay. Okay. This is probably why he's not coming through very well. Your mum said he's with him and she's trying to sort things out with him. I don't understand what she means by that, but she's trying to sort things out with him. Okay. She doesn't understand what went on, okay, between you and your brother and why it went on, okay? Would you understand any of that, please?
I don't understand it either, actually.
Okay.
But I also have two sisters here. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if you can tell me anything about them. Thank you.
I feel as though you're estranged from your sisters as well. Would that make sense at all?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I feel this whole being estranged from each other thing was over some sort of petty argument or some sort of petty fight of some sort, okay? Somebody didn't agree with somebody else or somebody else took one side and then the other person took the same side as well. I feel as though it was 3-1. Would that make sense at all, please?
You feel that what?
That it was some sort of petty argument.
Well, no, actually, they've fabricated some stories and filed a lawsuit against me based upon their fabrications. And it never went anywhere.
Okay, so that's
what comes in. I don't consider suing a family member over lies petty.
Yeah, so this is where the pettiness comes in then. This is where the pettiness comes in. Okay.
Yeah.
It was
petty to do it, but what they did was not petty. Correct.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
I agree with that.
This is where the pettiness comes in. I did feel as though there was some pettiness, but I felt as though it were a fight or an argument of some sort. Okay. So there was pettiness in there. Okay. I do feel as though they may be regretting their decision now. Okay. But they still don't want to get in contact because they will feel as though you will be turning, you will turn your back against them, which you already have done. Okay. I do feel as though your brother's feeling some regret. I think this is what your mum's meaning by she's trying to sort it out with him. Okay. Because okay. I do feel as though it was like the blind leading the blind, I'm thinking. The blind was leading the blind. I feel as though there was one started it and the others got easily led. Would that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I think it wasn't, I don't think it was your brother that started it. I'm feeling it's one of your sisters that started this.
Yeah, it was one of my sisters who started it, and my brother was readily followed through and became a part of it, a big part of it. And
yes,
my
yes.
other sister was, went along with it. Like it was, mm-hmm. like it was nothing. I mean, you know, after they filed this lawsuit on me and expected me to show up in court, I called my mother's house and my sister answered the phone and I said it was me and she said, oh, hi, you know, like it was a happy Easter Sunday, like nothing had happened. And they had filed a lawsuit against me, you know?
Right, okay.
I mean, just crazy.
I do feel, I think this is what your mum's talking about. She's trying to get your brother to sort himself out and sort things out with her. Okay, because I do feel as though your mother, when she was alive, she was a very strong-willed person. She wouldn't have had anything of what's gone on. Okay, would that make sense?
She always wanted our family to be together, but she was very much a part of this spiteful pettiness. But she was being controlled because she was being controlled by my brother because she was getting up high in age and he was controlling her, so she mm-hmm. I think reluctantly went
Three
through with part
minutes.
Of it, but she refused to show up in court because it's just the whole thing made her sick and she didn't want to pursue it.
Right, okay. Yeah, well, I'm doing feelings like your mum's trying to sort your brother out now because she's got more power. Okay, she's got
okay.
more power, she's got more strength than what he's got at this precise minute. Okay. And to see your sisters, I do think as though one of them is regretting the decision she made, okay? I do feel as though there's regret on one of your sisters' behalf as well, okay? But I do see things maybe turning around and one of your sisters come back to you, okay? But one of them is going to be full of remorse, okay, of what happened, because what happened shouldn't have happened, really. I do feel as though there was some part of it was jealousy as well, okay? I do feel some part was jealousy.
Minutes.
That makes sense at all.
Yeah. Jealousy and greed. They were trying to control my mother and exclude me so they could, steal my inheritance, which they ultimately did.
Right, okay. So I do feel as though it was pettiness, jealousy. Okay. I didn't feel the greed part, but I felt the pettiness and the jealousy, okay? Because I do feel as though one of your sisters is regretting a decision. As I say, your mum is sorting your brother out, okay?
I think I know which one you're talking about. The one who has always been jealous of me is not the one who has feels remorse. Who does not feel jealous, who feels remorse.
Yeah. I feel as though one of them feels remorse. I have
been feeling that strongly over the past year, that she
yeah.
has remorse. So
one.
You're
minute.
Confirming that, and I have feeling that it's only one, not both.
Yeah, yeah. All right then. Thank you for calling in, sweetheart, and I hope
you've
everything.
Been great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
much.
You very much. I appreciate your reading. You've been great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen. Okay. All right. There you go. And it's when you get people that are kind of new to the show calling in there and confirming, you know, it's lovely. It really is. It's lovely to get that feedback during a show. And it shows that, you know, to be actually doing and delivering messages from spirit is something very special, yeah? We're not allowed to hold on to those messages. So, when you call back next week and say, do you remember this? Do you remember that? No, we don't. Right. Let's see where we're going. Kay.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? Thank you for taking the call.
I'm okay, and you?
I'm good.
Good.
I was just wondering, I do have one question, but I will be open to see what Spirit has for me.
Okay, Kay, would you understand that you've been feeling down on yourself today, please?
Yes, I have.
Okay, because you've got a very special lady looking in on you, sweetheart, okay? She comes with a very special gentleman, okay?
Probably my mum and my dad.
Right, okay. They both come together and they said, you need to cheer up, girl. Okay, I don't understand what they're saying that for. Okay, you need to cheer up, sweetheart, because things are not as bleak as you think they are. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, they're saying to me, don't take it from me, don't shoot the messenger, but she feels as though you're making a mountain out of a molehill. Would you want to talk about, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay. She's saying, can you please tell her to stop making a mountain out of a molehill?
Yes, I do. I know what that means, yes.
Okay. All right. She's saying to me, because she says you're overthinking too much. Okay.
Yes.
You're overthinking about things too much. I'm not sure whether it's a relationship sort of thing that you're thinking about or whether it's just everyday general life. Okay, but she's saying you're overthinking about things too much. You need to sit and you need to relax. Okay?
Okay.
What she's saying to me, you need to sit and you need to relax. You need to stop overthinking. Okay. Some of the things that you're thinking about, Kay, are not really there, she's saying. Okay. I don't understand why she's saying that, but she's saying some of the things you're thinking about are not really there. Would you understand what she means about that?
Yes, I know exactly what that means.
Okay. She just said, okay, less doing, more time thinking. Because you're not relaxing and you're not exactly sitting down and putting things into perspective. She said she thinks she's scared of putting things into perspective and thinks about the organisation that you've got to do. She thinks you're worried about how things are going to turn out if you do that. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes.
Okay. She just said to me, just sit down, relax, chill out, like you used to always tell me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. She just said, try taking a leaf out of your own book.
Gotcha. Okay. Understood.
She's saying you've got to start and put things into perspective, Kay. That is not without a shadow of a doubt. But the sooner you do it, the sooner life will move a bit further to where you want to go. Would you understand what she means by that?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
This gentleman just said he agrees with your mother, okay? He agrees with your mum because she used to always nag at him for doing that as well. She said she definitely liked me in so many ways. You just couldn't see it.
Wow.
Would you
know
what he means by that?
Yes.
Yes.
Not only do I look like my dad, but I act like my dad, so, yeah.
Right, okay. Your mother's just shouted to me and said, yeah, stubbornness.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a question regarding a job. And I'm thinking that's probably what she's saying, too, because the interview went well, and I just got notification for the second interview. But still, for some reason, I'm just, like, antsy. And it's almost like, just relax. So I guess that's part of what she's talking about, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's also self-doubt in there as well.
Yes.
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 Self-doubt, that is screaming at me. This is not your mom and dad saying this, but this is you screaming at me from the inside.
Yes.
Self-doubt, self-doubt. This is you screaming at me as well, saying I've got a lot of self-doubt. I've got a lot of self-doubt, Kate. You know you're confident.
Yeah.
Okay. You know you're confident. You know you're full of positivity. You know there's things to like about you. Okay. There's your manner for a start. Your manner presents in so much beauty, it's unreal. Your soul presents in so much beauty, it's unreal. Okay, this is not me being biased, Kate. Okay, this is me being me. Your soul presents in so much beauty. Your manner presents in so much beauty. The whole of you presents in so much beauty, okay? Not just what's on the outside, it's what's in the inside as well, okay? Because I'm getting a picture of how you are and what you look like and stuff, and I'm being presented with so much beauty one person can hold, okay?
Wow.
Very, very confident in yourself. You just don't like to show that confidence that's in you. Okay, because if you show the confidence that's in you, people will think, oh, well, she's too confident. Do you know what I mean? But you need to show that confidence a little bit more, sweetheart. Okay, you need to stop with the self-doubting. Okay, and all of a sudden I've been thinking, being told that your mum's been saying that you've been saying something about your looks. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. She just said if she was down here,
3 minutes.
She said if she was down here, she would have slapped you for it because you know you're beautiful.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah, because she heard you saying about you think you look terrible, but you don't look terrible, darling. You don't look terrible.
Wow.
Okay, and your mum has actually heard you. I don't know whether you felt it, but I felt as though there was something when you said that that was like a breath of cold, fresh air come through you, or some sort of loving warmth around you when you said that, okay? Because your mum said, I could have easily, if I'd have been there, I could have easily slept before that. Okay. She heard you. She was actually stood right at the side of you when you said that. She said.
Wow.
I think it was maybe a couple of days ago when you said something about it. Okay. She's saying that you've been saying about it. Stop pulling yourself down, she's saying. This is the thing. You pull yourself down way too much. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
This is what she's saying. She's putting her foot down. She said you've been like it all your life, but she said now you're an adult, you should know better. Okay.
Gotcha. Understood.
But they are pretty much around you, your mum and dad. They are really around you. So I'd watch what you say if I was you.
Understood.
Okay. You're going to be all right, Kay. You are going to be all right, darling. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much, my darling. Thank you.
Okay.
1 minute.
Thank you, Kate. Okay. Let's see where we are. Our call queue is going up and up and up. We're currently at 12 now. Would you believe? Okay, so we're kind of halfway through. Okay, Laura,
Hi, Tina.
Good evening.
So just whatever you're picking up.
Okay. Laurie, you sound a bit more positive. I think I'm seeing maybe you're a bit more positive. I'm feeling as though you've had maybe a little bit of news of some sort. Would that make sense?
No.
Okay, because you're sounding positive a little bit, darling. You sounded a bit more positive than you have done. Okay.
I was hoping you were going to give me some good news.
No. Not in the minute. I ain't got any. Just keep going, though. Wait for the next few minutes. Laura, I understand you've been looking at another contract. Okay. Besides the ones that you were telling me about, you've been looking at another one. Would that make sense?
Well, I looked at one, but then I looked at it. And I responded that I didn't think it was the right contract for me. I did apply to a permanent position today.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll hear something back from them. I hope so. I actually applied to 2 jobs today.
Right. Okay. Okay. I feel as though one of them's going to come off. I do feel as though one of them maybe come off for you. Okay. Because you being more positive than you have been for the past, I don't know, say a few, like from where you was to where you are now, we'll say that. Okay. You're full of more positivity and you're full of more creativity in what you're writing with these employers. You're more full of how you're going to do this, how you're going to do that. You feel as though you've been more inspired to put things onto paper through pen and paper. You've been feeling more inspired to do the more creative part of your resume. Would that make sense at all, please?
So, you know, I don't know how much. I just know that I'm just trying to make inroads and try to do something better for myself. So I don't know if it's help or what's going to happen, but I don't know. I was hoping
The angels are working closely with you, sweetheart. Okay. They're hearing you keep asking for help. Okay. They do keep hearing you asking for help as well, darling. Okay. Because it's just recently you've just asked for some more help to help you be more inspired and more motivated to get yourself going to actually look for some more contracts as well. Would that make sense?
I didn't ask them specifically for help. I have in the past, but
I think you've asked in some sort of a way because they've been listening to you. Okay. You must have asked in some sort of a way because they've been listening to you, darling. Okay. They are coming down to help. All right. They're going to come down and help you because they want you to start and move on from this stage of your life to where you want to be, okay? Because you've got a lot of ideas and good ideas running through you to keep yourself motivated, I'd say, okay? I also feel as though there is a phone call coming for you, Laura, okay? I do feel as though there is a phone call coming for you, okay? I also feel as though somebody is going to get in touch either by text or via email to let you know about one of these jobs that you've applied for. So keep a lookout for that. But I do feel as though there is an employer that's looking at so much over your resume at the minute and the things that you can bring to a company and the things that you've put forward that it's going to bring them closer to maybe looking at you for what you want for what you want to do with them as well. Okay. I feel as though it could be one that you've maybe applied for last week. Would you understand that?
Yeah, that's a possibility. Yeah.
Okay. I do feel as though it's one you applied for last week. Okay. I do feel as though that could be one that's going to come off. Okay. With the other two that you've applied for today, I'm not too sure about right now. Okay, but I might get vibes from that later on down the line.
But I do feel as though this one that you applied for last week, you did put your heart and soul into that. Well, would that make sense?
Yeah, there's one that I'm interested in that's further north, and I would have to move up that way. And I think I put that one last week, and I was wondering what you see around me getting that job maybe and making that move up north.
Was that the one I was just talking about, or is this one a total different one? Because I don't feel as though the one I was talking about is up north.
No, I think that's a different one then. Where do you think the one that you were talking about is located?
I think it's somewhere maybe to the east.
Well, I could be wrong. I'm on the east coast. Do you know if it's southeast or northeast?
Okay, it could be northeast. Could be northeast. I'm just I'm not picking up on which direction these are, Laura. I'm just thinking of picking up on the one that you applied for last week. So it could be the one in the north. Okay.
How far do you think the move is?
I'd say maybe 2 to 3 hour drive from where you are now.
How long?
2 to 3 hour drive where you are now.
Okay, well that one, So there was a contract, a 4-year contract, that would be about three and a half hours drive, but it was remote. The only problem is they wanted me to share some stuff that's proprietary, and I'm not allowed to do that. So I didn't apply for it. Although it would have been nice because it was a 4-year contract. But I don't think that's the one.
Three minutes.
I don't know. It's just the one that I'm picking up on. What you applied for last week. Just one you applied for last week.
Yeah, that one I did not. So that can't be it. I don't know which one it would be. If it's about 3 hours away, I don't know.
As though it's 2 to 3 hours. Two to 3 hours. I didn't say 3 hours especially. I said 2 to 3 hours.
Three. Well, even so, I haven't really applied to any place that would be 2 to 3 hours away. So I don't think.
Yeah.
I'd really like to go to the Carolinas if possible. I did apply to a remote job in California.
2 minutes.
It's a contract to hire, but I told the recruiter I would not move to California because I will never move to California. But I told her that if I could do the contract, and that would be okay to do that.
Yeah.
But that's California. That would definitely be West Coast, so remote.
But I
prefer something on the East Coast and preferably Carolina or further south. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's the one that I'm picking up is one that you picked that you applied for last week. So it may be a big company. It may be a small company, Laura. I don't understand. Okay, so it's just like it's one that I'm picking up that you applied for last week, darling. Okay.
Yeah, I applied for
a
position last week in the state of New Jersey, and it would be about an hour to an hour and a half north.
Right. Okay.
In the same state.
Yeah. Okay then.
And maybe that's it.
Maybe that's the one I'm picking up on then. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Thanks, Laura. Right. Now, we're going to type it right like this again because we haven't had one yet. So we are well over time for a break. We're more than halfway through. Some people have kind of slipped off the cork here, but that's fine. So we're looking at 7, 10 and 11 still left in the cork here at the moment. So time for a break. Yes, thank you. Okay, right. That particular track, 5 minutes and 15 seconds, which is just about right, because we've got 45 minutes left of this show, and we can take maybe another two alongside the three that we've got, but we're doing all right. Okay, we're going to bring Tina back in, and we should be with Sharon.
Good evening, Sharon.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, how are we doing?
Oh, I've been better. How are you?
I'm okay. What's the matter, darling?
I wondered if you could take a look at... I had trouble with my relationship with my daughter.
Okay.
It's really bothering me, plus other things going on.
Okay. I feel as though you've had a bit of a, I wouldn't say a fight with your daughter, I'd say a bit more of a confrontation. Would that make sense?
She snapped at me and I snapped back.
Okay. I'm feeling as though, Sharon, you've got a very close bond with your daughter. Would that make sense?
Very what?
A very close bond with your daughter.
I always did.
Okay. I feel as though this confrontation was over something very, very small. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was nothing. I was just trying to tell her something and she freaked out.
Right, okay. I do feel as though she will come round. I do feel as though she will come round because the bond you have with her is very, very strong. Okay. The bond with you that you have with her is very strong, and I feel as though it's an unbreakable bond, okay? I do feel as though sometimes she can be, how can I say it? Sometimes you can't reason with her, but when she thinks about it, she comes round and she says, you know what, you was right. Would that make sense?
Yes, but she doesn't say it anymore. You know, she may think it, but she doesn't say it.
Right, okay. She sometimes, I feel as though it's one of these where it was just a spur of the moment thing. Would that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But
I do feel,
we have to talk about...
Sorry, carry on.
Well, we have to talk about some things, and she just can't seem to, she doesn't want to face the reality of things. She's kind of got a distorted, somebody has given her a distorted thought process.
Right, okay. She will see through them. She will see through them. Because I feel as though she's one of these women that will see through negativity, will see through people's intentions as well. Would that make sense?
I hope so. She always did.
Okay. Well, I do feel as though she'll see straight through it. Okay, because I do feel as though someone's giving us some negative influence right now. Okay,
yes.
whether it be a boyfriend or a friend. Okay, I feel as though it's somebody that's giving her a negative influence right now. She's one of these people that will see that they're right and then look into it further, and she'll notice that there's something not right with what they've been saying with her. Would that make sense at all, please?
I hope so. I'm praying for it.
Okay. Because I feel as though there is things that you need to discuss, but I feel as though it's things that you need to discuss on a personal matter. Would that make sense?
Okay. Say that again, Lisa.
I feel as though it's something you need to discuss, but it's something on a personal matter that you need to discuss. Would that make sense, Paul?
Yes.
Right, okay. I do feel so she'll come round, sweetheart. I do feel so she'll come round, okay? Because the mother's bond between either a son or daughter is one that can't be broken, darling, okay? I do feel as though you and her have a very strong bond, that she can read your thoughts and what thoughts you've got going through your mind. okay? It's that strong. She can feel emotions coming from you even though she's not there physically with you, okay? But there is some things that she needs to think about the influence of friends or, should I say, either friends or boyfriends that she's got around her as well. She needs to start and choose them a bit more wisely. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah, I just don't know, you know, if it's going to happen. It's such a strong influence on her, my grandchildren.
Yeah. Right, okay, but she needs to see straight through it. So it's about time she needs to see straight through it, because I don't feel as though this influence has just started. I feel as though this influence has been going on for a very long time. Would that make sense so
please?
Yes. Okay. She does need to see through it, darling. She really does need to see through it. And I think eventually she's going to see through it. Okay. Because there's somebody, I feel as though, has got trying to have a hold over her. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Yes. I feel as though she needs to see straight through that, sweetheart. She does need to see straight through it and pick her own strengths up as well. Okay. That's all I'm getting from your daughter. But I'm feeling as though she does need to start and pick her own strength back up and start fighting against this person, okay? Because I feel as though he or she is trying to stop sort of like communication or stop trying to stop things happening. Would that make sense at all?
Completely, yeah.
Right, okay. But this is what I'm getting from her, darling. This is what I'm getting from your emotions as well, because I'm picking up her emotions through talking to you, and I do feel as though this is something that needs to stop, and she does need to see straight through this other person. Okay.
Right, but I just don't know if she will.
She's got a head on her shoulders. She sometimes, as though it seems, she may not use it, darling. Okay, but she has got a head on her shoulders, and I do feel as though she can be, when she wants to be, a very strong-willed person. Okay.
Oh yeah.
I do feel as though you're very strong-willed as well in yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
So I do feel as though she does get that from you, and she is a very strong-willed person. And I do feel as though she's going to get to the point where nobody's going to tell her what to do, okay? But I do feel at this precise minute she's in the wrong relationship.
3 minutes.
I do feel as though she's in the wrong relationship, Sarah. I really do feel as though she's in the wrong relationship, okay? It's not just her she's got to think about. It's the children she's got to think about as well, okay?
Yeah.
I feel like she has got children, has she?
Yes.
Okay. I feel as though it's just not just her. She needs to start thinking about the children, because it's not just her that is this person's having an impact on. It's the children as well.
And he's trying to keep me as far away as possible.
Very controlling then. Very controlling.
Very controlling.
That was not what I was picking up, but for controlling is another form of abuse as well. Okay. I feel as though he's an emotional abuser.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Okay.
Plus some other things.
I was picking up on that, plus I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, it just makes me sick. I thought I tried to do what I can, and it's just a horrific situation.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is what I'm picking up on, okay? I feel as though it's not a very good vibe, not a very good vibe whatsoever. I also feel as though she could do better for herself. She had hopes and she had dreams, but none of them hopes and dreams have come true. Would that make any sense?
Right, because of this person.
Uh-huh.
And she doesn't see that.
1 minute.
Okay, I'm getting something about studying law. Would that make any sort of sense to you, please?
Yeah, she is. She. She is. That's what she does.
Right, okay, okay. Right, it is your daughter I am connected with. But yeah, she's got to see straight through this. Plus with what she's studying, she should know the ins and outs of it, basically. Okay, Sharon?
Right. Well, I almost wondered if she hasn't seen it and is just denying it. I mean, I don't know how she can't see it.
She's seen it, but she's denying it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you for calling in, darling, and I hope everything works out for her.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Okay, let's see where we're going. Veronica.
Good evening.
Veronica, are you there? No. Okay, we'll come back to you. Oh, you are now. Okay. All right. We got you.
Good evening, Veronica. She must be in a bad area.
I don't know what it is, but I heard something.
I'm here. Thank you again for taking my call and support the network. I wanted to ask you that where I was before, where the man and the woman wanted to do something really bad to me. I caught it, but this was just like a vision. Like I saw where they were moving out of the house they have. Is that true? What's going on?
Okay, slow down.
I had a vision.
Say that again.
I'm sorry.
Slow down and say that again, sweetheart.
I had a vision where the lady, the woman, the man, the letter P and R, they're a couple, that they were losing their home. And I don't know if that's in progress already, but I did see it. I just need confirmation.
Right, okay. Without going further into that, Veronica, I can't tell you if that's for certain, sweetheart, to be honest. Okay. Or do you know anybody by them initials?
Do you want their name?
Would you understand anybody by the people's initials that you are actually concerned about, sweetheart, please?
No. I'm not concerned at all. They're evil.
Right, okay. Okay.
Severe evil.
These people that you're, obviously not concerned about that you're thinking are evil, was this in a vision when you was asleep, or was it a vision when you was awake, sweetheart, please?
I was awake. I just closed my eyes. I was meditating.
Okay. It all seems very confusing to me. Okay. I can't see anybody moving out around you. I can't see anybody losing their home around you, darling. I'm not saying that it's not going to happen, but it's not happening just of yet. Okay. It's not happening just of yet because you're getting to this stage now in your growth where you maybe can see things before it happens, which is like premonitions. Okay. This is what we call premonitions, darling. Okay. I'm not saying it's not going to happen because it maybe will happen. Okay. But this is a stage in your growth because you're connecting to spirit a lot more than what I should say, like a normal person. Okay, a normal person. You're connecting to spirit a lot more because you've, I think, the way things are going, Veronica, spirit has something very special for you. Okay. Feeling as though spirit has very something very special for you, sweetheart. This is why they're giving you the premonitions. Okay. Feel as though it is a premonition that you've had. Okay. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I'm not disagreeing with you, but please don't get me wrong. It's just that some people can have premonitions, and then maybe future weeks down the line, this premonition will come through, and you'll think you're seeing deja vu. Okay. Because sometimes it does class as deja vu as well, sweetheart. Okay. So I'm thinking spirits have something they're working on very special for you, sweetheart. Okay. I don't understand what it is yet as yet that they're working on. Okay. But would you understand as well, Veronica, that you've been having vivid dreams as well? You've been having vivid dreams while you've been asleep.
Yes, and I'm starting to hear voices. Like a robot voice, really deep.
Right, okay. That is your clairvoyance of hearing coming through. That is your clairvoyance of hearing coming through, okay. It is called, I can't remember. It's clair something or other. I'm going to have to check up on it. That'll be it. Yep, that'll be it. Okay. It is a clair of some sort that you're hearing. Okay. Because that is the hearing. That is the hearing one. Okay. I do feel as though it is. It is clair. Go on, carry on.
Tina Marie. Sorry to interrupt you. I got it. I know I have to turn in some papers that I need to get going. In order for me to do that, because I need to press on, is the man with the letter R, which is, his name is Roy, that is the individual that I want to target. Does he still live in that area? Or did he pass? That's the one that, he caused big damage. He's like short. Dark skin.
I'm not sure, darling. I'm not sure whether he lives in the area that you were suspecting when it's either that or he's moved. But I do feel as though there's a Roy around you somewhere. Okay. I do feel as though there's in your neighbourhood somewhere. Okay. I also feel as though this guy that you're talking about, I feel as though it's that guy you was. Because they're giving me a memory of me telling you that about a guy in a supermarket or a store of some sort. Would that make sense at all?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though it's that guy that's maybe going to come into your life. Okay. I do feel as though it's that guy still that's going to come into your life. All right. I do feel as though it's got to take a lot of patience though, Veronica. Would you understand that?
Yes. Oh my God! I know who it is. May I please permission to ask you? It's been about almost 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and we had a lot of things that happened, and I can never respond to him with how I want to respond.
3 minutes.
He just does not want to give up, huh? He's just hoping for what the things that he did. He's just hoping that I would one day. He has a lot of hope for me, I guess. But I know I have
mm-hmm.
I actually have a new person coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. You do. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Feels so.
Do you know how long
coming into your life? I don't know how long it's gonna be.
This is interesting. You know what? Is the other person the one we just said and is he not giving up? Like, does he not understand that what he did a lot of things wrong? Does he not get in his brain?
Yeah.
He does get it, but what does he want from me? What does he want?
2.
Please,
minute.
I respect.
I think he just wants your friendship, sweetheart. That's all. He just wants friendship.
Oh my God.
I think it's just friendship. I mean, that's all. Okay.
Oh yeah.
But you do still have a very special gentleman coming into your life.
Yeah, I don't want it to affect my. I don't want him to hurt my new relationship that's coming in. My actual
yeah.
relationship, not a make believe, because I'm make believe just like curious.
Yeah, yeah.
This is actually
yeah.
real. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Miss Tina.
Yeah. So, okay.
I don't want him to hurt him because.
No,
he's not gonna try to hurt or.
I do. No, he won't. No, I don't feel as though he's a violent type. To be perfectly honest. I really don't feel as though he's a violent type, to be honest, darling. Okay?
Really?
Yeah.
And, one more thing on that. Is he willing to accept me how I am because I am gifted?
Yes, very much. Yes, very much, darling.
Oh.
He'll accept you for who you are and not what you've got around you. Okay?
Well,
okay.
Thank you, Tina Marie. Please continue to do the show, and I hope people do call you. And you've been very accurate.
Okay.
Thank you for your guidance.
Thank you. If you need anything further, Veronica, I am on Facebook, darling. Don't hesitate to contact me, darling. Okay.
Okay. Be lookout for me. I'm going to do that. Thank you.
Okay.
Tina.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica.
Okay. Look at that. Ollie's called back to Lisa. Okay. Right. Queen, good evening.
But lady, did you get moved?
My queen, thank you very much. How are you?
Hi, sir, and grateful. Hi,
thank you very much. Thank you. How can I help you, my darling?
Well, whatever spirit wants you to say, and if I have questions, I'll ask. Thank you.
Okay, my darling. Okay. My queen, would you understand that you things are moving quicker than you anticipated, please?
Yes.
Okay. It's going to keep going that way, sweetheart. Okay? I've been told to tell you it's going to keep going that way. Okay. My queen, also, would you understand that you're actually starting to enlist help as well with things that's going on around you?
I didn't get everything you said.
Okay.
Would
you understand that you're starting to enlist help for what's going on around you now, please?
And I still don't get it. And then,
Yeah, you're starting to get help with what's going around you, going on with you right now, because the side of it, there's one particular side of your range that's going off the shelves. Would you understand that? Yeah, your jewellery part of it. Would you understand that going off the shelves? People are inquiring more about the jewellery side of your venture than anything else, please?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. There's some things that more people are interested in, more sorts of types of jewellery that you're doing right now than other types of jewellery. I'm presuming it's like rings and bracelets. Would you understand that, please?
It's also asking for magical tools, specifically manual tools, like,
Yeah. Because I do feel as though it's like rings and bracelets. People are asking about the rings and the bracelets that you've been making. Well, do you understand that?
I get it.
Right, okay. I've got a very, very special lady figure with me, okay, and she's very, very extremely proud of you, okay. She said she's very, extremely proud of you because of the way things are going. She wishes she went that far as well, okay,
but she's very much putting her influence on around you, other stuff that you can be making as well, so watch out for that, okay? There's things that's going to start coming your way, some things that you never thought you'd think about, okay? She's going to be putting some more ideas into you about things that I'm being shown copper or bronze. Would you understand anything to do with copper or bronze?
I want both.
Sorry?
Yes,
right, okay. I'm being shown copper or bronze, okay? I'm being shown it's either copper or bronze or maybe both, okay? She's showing me some things that you can create with. I think it's artwork. I think it's some sort of artwork.
Paintings.
Sorry?
Like paintings, sculptures.
I think it's more on the sculpture line. I think it's more on the sculpture line. Wow, it's amazing. She's giving me more on the sculpture. She's giving me more on the sculpture line of it. Would you understand anything like that, please?
I do. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. These ideas going to start coming to you. Okay. This is what she's going to start putting towards you, because she thinks you're more than capable of doing something like this. Okay. I don't understand why she's going to give you it. Okay, maybe she wants to challenge you a little bit more. Okay, maybe she wants to challenge you a little bit more, all right? But I do feel as though this is one big challenge. I do feel as though this is one big challenge, okay, that she's going to bring over to you, okay?
Okay.
And being also that she says she knows that you can do this, okay? She says more that you're more than capable and you know that you can do this, especially with influence around you. She's giving you the influence. It's not just for her influence that's coming towards you. It's a special gentleman as well. Would you understand a special gentleman in spirit, please?
Yes. I'll say yes.
Right, okay. Because this special gentleman's going to be giving you the inspiration as well, okay. I feel as though that these sculptures that you'll be doing is going to be on a more of a traditional sort of sculpture. Would you understand the traditional sort of sculptures around you at all, please?
Yes, I would. Yes.
Okay. Because I don't know what it is, my queen, but I'm seeing deities. Would you understand anything to do with deities?
Deities is not registering. Deities?
Like deities, like the statue, like Mother Earth and...
Made in clay.
Oh, right, okay. So you understand what I'm talking about then?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. This is what I'm being shown. Okay. This is what I'm being shown. But instead of them being made out of clay, I'm being given shown that they're being made out of either copper or bronze. Would you understand that?
Okay.
Okay. It could be a combination. It could be a combination. Yeah. It could be a combination of them both. Okay, well, I am being shown these, okay, and they're saying, you know you can do this, you know you'd be able to do this, but it's the more, I'd say it's the more old world sort of sculptures, okay, the more old world sort of sculptures. Would you understand that, please?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, this is what they're giving me, the sort of more of the old school sort of old world sort of sculptures, okay. This is what they're going to challenge you with, okay. It's not a very hard challenge. It's not a very big challenge. It's not going to be a very stressful challenge either. But this is, they're saying, if you build or sculpt some of these could be another one that goes off the rails as well. It could be another one that gets you more interest as well than what you have done. Not that you ain't got a lot of interest already, because you've got thousands,
Okay. But they're trying to work it as though you can do the old school as well as the new age. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. They're very lovely people, this lady and gentleman. Very lovely people. Okay. I see them dressed in, they're dressed in the old traditional, the traditional sort of dress that they used to wear. Would you understand the traditional dress that they used to wear?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
People are actually dressed in the traditional dress that they used to wear. And they are, these are the ones that's pretty much influencing you right now. Okay.
All right. I thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, my queen.
Much love. Much happiness.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my queen.
Thanks, Queen. Not a very good line there this evening with Queen. But, okay, we're going to wind it up then, Tina, because 10 minutes,
okay.
13 minutes on the clock, actually. And no more calls. So you're too late. If you're out there, you're too late because we're not going to entertain you. If you call now, you're too late. We're going to play out. And we'll meet up with Tina again, hopefully on Wednesday evening. All being well. And thank you very much once again, Tina. Okay. Right. And we send some healing out to the little doggy there as well, because we want that to happen quickly. Yeah. So, you know, we love our her friends, and you know, they need us, they really do, especially now. Okay. Yeah.